Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
Be fucking unreasonable. I'd like to apologize to all our new listeners if this is the first time that you ever hit play on one of our shows and that's the first thing you heard, especially if you had a kid in the car. All right. But here's the thing, my friends. Monday Mojo. This one is quick, down, dirty, in your face, and then I'm out of here because I got shit to do. I got goals to slay. Am I slaying the goal? No, I'm not. I'm slaying the dragons on the way to the goal. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, got some dragons to slay, some demons to... What do you do to a demon? I'm looking at Logan. Slay demons too? Do you slay them? All right, there you go. So it might not be as quick as I thought if I can't get to the point. So guys, be unreasonable. Be unreasonable when it comes to things that add value to your life, your health. Be unreasonable. Your relationships, be unreasonable. Don't just say you want to have a good marriage. Have a fucking stellar marriage that other people look at and go, I want that shit. Have the type of life and pace of life and energy that people go, I want that. All right, not for the ego of going, hey, look at me, everybody wants what I have. But imagine how on fire you would feel if you showed up every day knowing that your expectations for how you want to show up in each area were unreasonable. Because if you make them unreasonable, little Grant Cardone shit for you here, the whole 10X rule, right? All right, when you set unreasonable goals, you're gonna achieve more shit than you would have if you set some realistic ass goal. Don't set a goal to be in shape. All right, I shouldn't say this because I'd make it public. All right, but if y'all watch football many years and this and that, there's a dude named Julian Edelman who played for the Patriots. All right, I totally had a brain fart on his name. I probably got it wrong. But anyway, I pull up a picture of him without his shirt off because we're about the same size. And that I'm 53. I'm like 20 years older than the motherfucker is. But that's what I want to look like. So when I feel like, you know, I don't say I just want to be in shape. I want to be in good shape for a guy in his 50s. I'm like, no, I want to look like a motherfucking 35-year-old, all right, who's an NFL player who's ripped as fuck, all right? That's the unreasonable standard that I'm chasing, and I'm going to fucking get there. So, and I'm going to get there because I put in unreasonable amounts of work. Same with the bank account, you guys. Same with the house that you want to build for yourself one day. Be unreasonable with these things. How about being unreasonable? Unreasonable with the experience that you deliver your clients. Everybody's going, oh, it's good customer service. Screw good customer service. I don't want to be known for good customer service. I want to be known for rolling the red, meaning roll the red carpet. I want to be known as a company. Well, I don't care if you're painting houses, doing what we do here in the fight or anything in between. What if you were known as the client experience is like having a damn concierge holding your hand every step of the way through the project? Guys, when you set these unreasonable targets, it pulls the best out of you. It causes you to have to fight past the discomfort. It causes you to have to fight through your bullshit head trash because the goal is so much bigger than what you think is possible right now. So I don't care what it is. Set one thing right now, way out of reach. Be unreasonable. It could be your sales goal. It could be a profit goal on the next job. It could be, you know, anything with training your employees, your closing rate, the profit percentage that you shoot for. All right. Some of you right now, you know, we preach 50% gross profit here all the time as the target. A lot of you right now don't even conceive that. You're like, man, I'd be happy if I got 30. I've been getting my ass kicked. Well, you know what? You're probably continuing to get 30 because you're not setting your targets high enough. Set it for 60 and you'll land at a 50. Hopefully this makes sense. Attack this week. I appreciate you guys. You rock. I got to roll. I'm out.